Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Concertos for multiple instruments will be on our program this week. We'll hear Ellen Tafes-Filick's Triple Concerto for violin, cello, piano, and orchestra, and Maya Badyan's Reflets Laurentiens Double Concerto for clarinet and saxophone. In between, we'll hear Jennifer Higdon's Autumn Reflection for flute and piano. Ellen Tafes-Filick has written 14 concertos, so obviously the form is of intense interest to her. Here is what she has written about why. For one thing, there is the opportunity for deep exploration of the nature of the solo instruments, the challenge of understanding and exploiting their character, not only as revealed in their literature, but also hiding undiscovered within them. Then there is the relationship between the solo instruments and the orchestra, which I like to cast not as a battle for supremacy, but instead as solo and orchestra over and against one another in an existential encounter. We're going to hear Svilik's Triple Concerto for violin, violoncello, piano, and orchestra, composed in 1995. A piece like this presents the special challenge of mixing the chamber music relationship of the trio with the concerto dynamic with the orchestra. Here is what the composer says about the piece and something about her own philosophy of style in contemporary composition. My triple concerto is in four movements and is scored for exactly the same instrumentation as the Beethoven triple concerto, although he would certainly be startled by some of the American jazz techniques and the extraordinary facility of modern timpanists can be expected to have at his fingertips. Even using the same orchestra, each composer has a unique orchestral fingerprint, and so the sound of the same orchestra will be quite different, much as two painters can take the same palette and produce very different results. My piece has other vague and hidden references to Beethoven as a kind of homage to the composer who has deeply affected my life. As contemporary artists always have, today's composers exist at a juncture between past and present. And all of us, whether we write music or perform it or listen to it, face a similar challenge: how to relate meaningfully to the past without becoming embedded in it. How to press toward the future without abandoning the richness of our heritage. It is often remarked that some audiences seem to fear the new. To this I might add that some composers seem to fear the past. The rhetoric of progress, as well as the worship of a canon of masterpieces, can undermine the adventure of it all. And adventure is what it is all about. The audience shouldn't forget that all of the masterpieces of the past were written on blank paper. We composers shouldn't be afraid to draw on a rich legacy as we fill our blank pages with our own adventure. Having said all of this, the real subject of music, in my aesthetic, is the evolution of musical material and the parallel spiritual journey that occurs. For me, each piece is an exploration of a musical and a human universe, inspired by its circumstances, but aiming at something more universal. Now, let's hear the triple concerto. The Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio performs with the Florida State University Orchestra, Michael Stern, conductor.